Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the second week of Advent, December 10th, 2025. Today's scripture passage is from the Gospel of Matthew, where he writes, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Advent is the season when our hearts grow restless with longing. We wait, we hope, and we strain towards the light that has not yet fully dawned. Yet amid this spiritual tension, today's gospel offers us a tender invitation, not to strive harder, but to rest deeper. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. It is the voice of Jesus calling not from a throne of glory, but from the quiet humility of his heart. We often imagine rest as escape, stepping away from our work, from our worries, from the noise of life. But the rest Jesus offers is not an absence of labor. It is the presence of love. His yoke is still a yoke, a symbol of work, of discipline, of shared effort. Yet it is easy and light precisely because he bears it with us. He does not remove our burdens, but transforms how we carry them. The meek and humble of heart of Jesus is our model. In the world's eyes, meekness looks like weakness, and humility like defeat. But in the kingdom, humility is strength. It opens space for grace. When we take on the yoke of humility, our striving softens into surrender. We cease trying to prove our worth and begin to live from the quiet truth that we are already beloved. This invitation to rest is not a call to passivity, but to peace, a peace born of trust. The restless heart, weighed down by pride, self-reliance, or anxiety, cannot rest because it tries to carry the world alone. But when we come to Christ, when we learn His way of gentleness, our burdens shift. They become lighter, not because they vanish, but because they are shared. Advent reminds us that God's greatest work is done in stillness, a virgin listening, a child sleeping, a Savior resting in a manger. The mystery of the Incarnation begins not in power, but in quiet surrender. If we want to find rest, we must learn to kneel beside that manger, to rest our weariness in the one who is rest itself. So today, as we continue this Advent journey, Jesus whispers again, "Come to me. Come with your fatigue, your worries, your unfinished tasks, your spiritual striving. Lay them down. Take up his yoke, the gentle rhythm of prayer, humility, and love, and you will find what every soul longs for, rest, not of the body, but of the heart." Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and ask them to join us here each day as we open the Word from My Hermitage and find a yoke that is easy and light. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.